This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0. This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We want to invite you to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also the other site that's the big one of the day, of course. Tomorrow we're going to be doing our constitutional convention, the third one. It's exciting. It's big stuff. It's why do people do these things, like form constitutions and stuff like that? I don't know. We should probably check it out sometime, huh? Anyway, but we are going to visit newcaliforniastate.com. I should get that one out there. Newcaliforniastate.com. So that you understand what is really truly going on in California and also the nation. I mean, the side effects of what happens in California affects the nations, as you know. And quite frankly, New California is trying to shut that stuff down. I mean, you don't want the communism thing going on, do you? Well, do you? I'm just saying, do you? Do you want the communism thing going on? I don't think so. But, that's just me. That's just me. I don't think you do. And if you're in another state and you're thinking, well, we got to get our act together, true, and not follow California's lead. That's true. New California is the antidote to old California. So you will not be Californicated any longer. That's really what we're doing here. People are going, I don't understand about that. That's true. This is exactly what we're doing. We're making it very, very well known to all of you what we are trying to do. And we're winning. I believe that. I absolutely believe that. And so should you. So anyway, we got a lot of things to cover here. On Agenda 21 Radio, you can call in 215-867-8255. You're free to call in on that number and go from there. It's amazing. It's already the third hour of the show. And, you could email me. By the way, Sunday Slam, I'll be available. Yeah, definitely. And haven't heard too much from the New Yorkers yet out there, but we have heard from New California, New Nevada, New... Who else? I mean, it's everybody. New Illinois, New Hawaii, and New Oregon. But New York, or there was another name. I'm not going to reveal the name because it's kind of it's interesting. I know there's competition out there in upstate New York to form the upstate New York group. You guys have to kind of coalesce and come together. And it's hard to do it unilaterally. It's nice to have help, but it's interesting situation going on with this new state business. It just makes for incredible drama, high drama, what's going on. It's nice to be able to express myself on the radio every single day when I have an issue coming up in regards to New California or many of the other issues that influence what's going on in California to New California and why New California is going to be that so-called antidote, if you know what I mean, for all the ills that have been caused by California. Seriously, there is no question that California is out of control. The lawlessness in California is growing every single day. They've legislated lawlessness in California. That's just sort of the California way, right? Just legislate lawlessness? Well, that's exactly what happens when, things are so out of control, you can't stop it. And we're here to stop it. And New California is the antidote. One of the simplest things we're going to do is just change the Constitution. Hello? The Constitution of California has been amended and changed over 530 times. Since 1879. Now, I say this, it sounded like répète s'il vous plaît, but, as my old French teacher used to say, répète s'il vous plaît. It is, of course, incredible to think about. It's just the crazies that are out there in the legislature and what they've created, what California has manifested itself into, a totalitarian state, really Agenda 21, a totalitarian state. And right now it's all coming to fruition. The challenge is really out in front of the president, of course, is considering a national emergency, which I think he ought to do. And, of course, he's going to be immediately challenged in the court. So that's another consideration. Should the president do this? Is there a national emergency? Yes. And, again, you're going to get the lawyers, and they're going to file a suit in the 9th District and to try and stop. See, the national emergency, of course, is the illegal foreign national invasion that is going on right now. And so I find it just absolutely amazing that the president is going to be challenged immediately in court as a tactic. This is clearly a tactic. There's no consensus on the other side. The other side is part of the problem. They're part of the invasion. It's clear that when you have judges, and this is one of the things that Hitler discovered, that in order to change Germany around, you had to get control of the judiciary first. Right? I think the movie was Judgment at Nuremberg. That played that. Who was that? Burt Lancaster was in it, I think. But it was a great movie. I ought to play that. But the Nuremberg trials occurred in Nuremberg, Germany. I've never been to Nuremberg. I've always wanted to go there. I've never been there. But in Nuremberg, Germany, and it was after the war. And basically, they rounded up all the war criminals, Goering and Hess and all these. Well, Hess, I think, was already in custody. But all the different war generals and leaders of the Third Reich, except for Adolf Hitler, he escaped. Now, it's now being found out historically that Hitler escaped. And Hunting Hitler is a classic series that's out there on the History Channel. I interviewed Christoph Neubauer, who's featured in the program, standing on the Führerbunker, the exit to the Führerbunker, where Hitler was housed in the waning days of the war. And it's interesting, the Führerbunker is right there, not too far from the Brandenburg Gate. You see this featured all the time. It's where, Reagan said, tear down this wall. That was the Brandenburg Gate, and there was a wall there called the Berlin Wall. It was a huge wall. And to try and keep the people in. Yeah, they were trying to keep the East Germans inside East Germany so they couldn't escape to the West in freedom and liberty and independence. They just couldn't do that. Known as the Berlin Wall. And I had a chance to take a whack at it. And I got a big chunk of it right behind me as we speak. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. The big convention is coming up. And I'll tell you, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think everybody's pretty excited about what we're doing out there in New California. NewCaliforniaState.com is the website to go to. We have just a ton of things happening. And there's more things happening than we would realize. There's no doubt about it. Roger Stone was indicted. Seven counts. You know, indicted, right? Right. It's just it's really sad to... This whole thing's a waste of time. We all understand and we all get it that they have to, you know, they have to have employment too, these prosecutors. Right? Sure. Got to have that prosecutorial prerogative, if you know what I mean. But the phone lines will be open momentarily here on Agenda 21 Radio. And the number is 215-867-8255. We've got a couple things here to do before we start taking your calls, but you can call in then. And, I'm really kind of, I think it's kind of strange what's been going on here with the Nancy Pelosi connection, especially here in California. It's huge, of course, Nancy Pelosi connection, but it's also important to understand, is Nancy Pelosi going to play a role in the formation of New California? Now, I'm just throwing it out there. What would be her role in the formation of New California? I think that isn't that an interesting question? What is her role in that? And she's got one, you know.
Trying to play petty political games with this nation and the State of the Union and the president. By the way, what is she fighting for?
He's talking about Nancy Pelosi.
The president's fighting life and death. The president's fighting safety and security. Well, she has barred the president from performing his constitutional duty in the House chamber, making her the first speaker in U.S. history to ever do so. Now, she refused to compromise on budget negotiations, wouldn't even come to the table to talk about any kind of deal. She's been too busy on her luxurious vacations, other Democrats on a lobbyist-paid junket, again, luxurious locations and resorts, planning taxpayer-funded excursions around the globe, and to even talk to the president was offered dramatic compromises, things she has said over the years she wants, and she has no time for that. But today, the president, he rose above her bitter, petty, partisan gamesmanship. He postponed the State of the Union. Some seem upset by this. They want the president to go to an alternative location, but I think it's a bad idea. Why? Because the president, to give up the grandeur, giving the State of the Union in the House chamber, Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States. That is a powerful moment. You have congressmen and women and senators literally staking out their seats so they can shake the president's hand 14 hours ahead of time. No other place can match that symbolic location, the grandeur, and this president deserves nothing less. And I'm sure that will happen in the near future. This is about so much more, though, than politics. This is about your safety, your security. This is about the safety of the country and literally life and death. Now, this is about a president fulfilling a promise to secure our southern border. This is about saving American lives that are impacted by gangs, cartels, drugs, violence. This life and death. People are dying. 90% of that heroin that gets into this country comes from that border. It's about 10,000 new migrants now obtaining visas from the government of Mexico to travel through the country in order to make their way north into our country because we have unsecured borders. Now, when the U.S. government is reopened, the president will hold his State of the Union where it belongs in the House chambers with members of both parties hopefully present. In the meantime, the shutdown does continue. The president has been unrelenting, fighting to make the country safer. Democrats continue to feed their insatiable appetite, this pathological hatred, this division that they have. And of course, it's always about a desire for power. And breaking tonight, the White House is reportedly now drafting a national emergency order and allocating $7 billion for that wall that would require zero congressional approval. And today, the president reassured Americans that he will get guaranteed funds for the wall one way or another. Let's take a look.
Well, one of the ideas suggested is they open it, they pay a sort of a prorated down payment for the wall, which I think people will agree that you need the wall. I have other alternatives if I have to, and I'll use those alternatives if I have to. We want to go through the system. We have to have a wall in this country. We have criminals pouring into our country. We have no choice but to have a wall or a barrier. And if we don't have that, it's just not going to work.
Again, I ask, what is Nancy Pelosi fighting for? What's in the best interest of the country? Now, President Trump remains ready, willing to negotiate with the Democratic leadership. The White House doors, they're wide open. He's willing to compromise, as he has shown time and again. He's even willing to take a prorated funding rate for the wall for a short period of time, give Congress again another chance to do their job and find a resolution. But if the stalemate continues, it's obvious. Democrats refuse to come to the table. The president is clear he will declare a national emergency and solve the problem himself. It may take some time to fight in the courts, but in my opinion, he will win. And by the way, that will happen. Unfortunately, as we showed you last night, Nancy Pelosi seems to be standing for nothing but being against Trump. During the height of budget negotiations, she and several other top Democrats, they tried to slip away for that 7 days overseas junket. courtesy of you, the taxpayer, and of course, nothing new for Pelosi. Look at this. According to Judicial Watch, during her last term as Speaker, she racked up a massive travel bill with the U.S. Air Force. Over a two-year period, she spent more than $2 million of your money on air travel, $100,000 of which was in-flight expenses. That means food and booze for all those politicians for working so hard, like half the year. Thankfully, the president put the kibosh on her most recent overseas junket. And today we did send Fox News contributor, our friend Lawrence Jones, to the streets of New York City to see what Americans really think about the radical, extreme, socialist, democratic speaker, Nancy Pelosi, and her so-called leadership. Let's take a look.
Trump is the first president in American history to be disinvited from the State of the Union.
Right.
How do you feel about this?
Well, I can't believe it.
Do you feel like it's disgraceful?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I cannot believe that ever happened in the United States.
To try to cancel something because of your politics, you're not
honoring
anyone. Don't
you think that's wrong?
Well, yeah, it's wrong.
I think Nancy Pelosi is doing the right thing because Donald Trump is destroying this country by his rhetoric and his racism and a million other things. And I think Nancy Pelosi is the voice of reason in this country.
Do you feel like Nancy Pelosi was wrong?
Voice of reason.
I believe the president should attend. It should be his choice whether or not he wants to attend or not attend.
What he's doing to this country is an abomination, and people's rights, human rights, are being violated.
What human rights are being violated?
What human rights?
Yeah, tell me.
The list goes, don't film me, the list goes on and on.
Now, she said that this was because of security, but they said that's not true. Did she tell a lie?
No, she said she had security concerns,
yeah,
which I believe she probably does, as the president.
But she didn't talk to the necessary people to figure that out.
It doesn't matter.
Do you think it's eroding the institution? I mean, this doesn't mean that you agree with the president on everything, but this is his report card to the country and to Congress, right?
Well, it looks so childish, you know. And I believe that was a terrible thing that Nancy Pelosi did to the president.
For her to cancel that and go against the Constitution speaks volumes.
So is she throwing a temper tantrum of her own right now?
That's a really good question.
Do you think Nancy Pelosi should take a meeting with the president and get some type of package done?
Of course she should. That's her job. Do your job. Just do your job.
Howding, a good question. Oh, what human rights are being violated? They're being violated, whatever they are. They're violated. You can't make this up, of course.
No, you can't make it up. Anyway, a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We got the break coming up, and we'll take your calls at this time. 215-867-8255. Just call in. That's 215-867-8255 is the call-in line. I'm sure people have some thoughts on Pelosi and, of course, New California State. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news. Anyway, okay, so we got a lot of things going on here. We're going to be taking your phone calls right now. Area code 215-867-8255. That's the number to get a hold of us. I mean, checking out all these things. There's just so many news things out there, you know, that are so newsworthy. Just amazing all the things that are happening in the world today. I just love, I love it when people call. Hey, we got Dane on the phone here. Let's go ahead and answer this. And Dane, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
Hey, Paul. You know, I just, well, several things. Of course, the convention itself. I just left Nevada, where now it's an official state, new state convention. Well, they're up and running, let's say that now. They're now another state has joined to stop some of this that's going on in the country.
Yeah, anyway, you know, it's interesting. Let me say something here real quick. I think it's very interesting because, you know, we have New California, now New Nevada, following in the footsteps of New California, following the same design, you know. And again, there's only one unique design such as New California has, and it's been recognized by everybody in the nation. I know it's going to be imitated, and people are going to try and claim it for their own designs and for whatever reasons. But, you know, the effort that was put in by yourself, Dane, and others that brought about the birth, really, of New Nevada is really very admirable. And, you know, a lot of people in those counties and so on that we've been instrumental in helping to put together. You know, it's kind of an interesting thing that then with the new California people joining forces with all those counties out there in Nevada to help them along and to encourage them and to be, stand side by side with everybody. It's all the same fight. You know, it's not just we're trying to stop the Californication in California, and they're trying to stop the Californication in Nevada. So I really think it's really admirable that you know, helping out there, Dane, and doing such a fantastic job to help bring about New Nevada is really admirable. And like I said, there's so many people that we know in Nevada, relatives and so on, that are excited about this. So congratulations.
Well, I was glad to help. You know, I probably overextended myself to get out there and do it. But you know something? I really feel that if I don't do what I'm doing, what good is anything anyway? Because I don't have a country, and what good is the country if it's just lost? And you know, so I think they're on their way out there. They're off and running, and I think they're going to do a great job to do what they have to do to make Nevada free with liberty too. So,
yeah. But,
you know, you can see, Paul. This morning, you know, and I'm going to say this because this is a lawyer thing. In my opinion, I believe that this dirty cop Mueller is now the new SS Gestapo in this country. What they did to Roger Stone this morning, who are they going to come for next? You? Alex Jones knocking at our doors? Me? Because I don't like Robert Mueller, and I got my opinion. I think he's a dirty cop, and I think he's using Gestapo tactics to have CNN there filming it live with armed FBI agents. I don't know how many they had, 20? Are you kidding? Roger Stone. Now, who is Roger Stone? Is he El Chapo? This is so disgraceful where this country has come to. And then in New York, we have a governor signing a bill, okay, for literally killing children out of the womb, murdering them. Murder. It's murder to me, in my opinion. And giving and getting standing ovations.
Yeah.
Where is this country at? So I'm coming to the convention. I'm coming there with my last $82. I don't care if I sleep in my car there tonight, Paul. I'm coming. I'm going to be there. And it's the right thing to do. And I wish everybody will come and see what the Constitution is really going to be and is. And what we're doing is a movement, historical. And this has to be done to save this country. We all know that California is in a free fall. It's absolutely a dictator running the state. It's a mono-communist party running the state. It's lawlessness, and it's out of control, totally, totally out of control. And there's an invasion at our border of California, like the rest of the country, and they're doing nothing about it. In fact, Nancy Pelosi and her ilk is down there with her welcome party saying, here, sign up here for all your freebies. We're going to love to have your votes. And this is what this state is. This is what this country's at right now. And it's just unbelievable. This said. I mean, I'm almost at the pitch myself to see that we're not in an absolute nightmare dream.
Well, you know, it's really interesting.
Go ahead, Paul.
It's really interesting to watch this whole thing play out with Nancy Pelosi, and I started to bring this up in the first part of the show about Nancy Pelosi. And what role is she playing in the formation of New California? I mean, we got to think about that. And then you got this Mueller thing going on, this circus with Mueller. But getting back to the whole miasma of circumstances here, because Mueller thing folds right into Nancy Pelosi, which is Schumer. By the way, where's Schumer been lately? Haven't heard much from Chuck
under
E.
Schumer. Under a rock somewhere, I imagine.
Yeah. Anyway, but Nancy Pelosi is playing a role in the formation of New California, I believe. I believe that at the end of the day, New California will get support from members of the Democratic Party because they'll want to get rid of Nancy Pelosi as a speaker. An issue because she is just absolutely destroying this country. She's the one out of California, out of San Francisco, you know, where they have poop on the streets and syringes. This is Nancy's hood. This is where she lives.
You're absolutely right.
It's a pigsty. It's an ink hole, you know. So it's one of those ink holes that Donald Trump was referring to, an ink hole. And this is the level by which she wants to have her people living in filth. And so, anyway, but she's a clown. She's the face of the clowns on the Democratic side. And, of course, she just really represents California badly. She's an embarrassment to rural California. She's certainly an embarrassment to New California. So I'm sitting here thinking, well, she's an embarrassment to New Californians, and most of us Californians would say. Then what about the rest of the nation? You know, heard this interview with one of the reporters from Fox News out on the street in Manhattan talking about Nancy Pelosi and Holton and the disdain that was felt there. So from coast to coast, people do not like the California representative. Well, one way to get rid of her is to form New California. Help us form New California.
Right.
It's a national effort. You want New California? You want to get rid of Nancy Pelosi, ladies and gentlemen? Then come to the convention or contribute. Donate to New California. Go to New California State. I didn't want this to turn into a commercial, but guess what? It is. You can go to newcaliforniastate.com and donate. You know, $5, $10, $20, anything to help out with the cause is certainly appreciated. You go to press on the donate button on the upper right-hand corner, and there you go. We get a lot of donations built upon the excitement that we're generating for New California. And, of course, this weekend's just going to be absolutely fantastic, isn't it, Dane?
It is. It is. You know, and this is, like you say, Paul, New California State is the only way to stop this absolute disgraceful hypocrite, Nancy Pelosi and her ilk. Someone who says walls are immoral, but her mansion in San Francisco has a massive wall around it. Her $25 million home, Napa Valley Winery, has a wall around it. But meanwhile, she says walls are immoral. She lets the illegal immigrants in the sanctuary state of California come in only because she wants voters and she wants her drunken power that she portrays. And guess what? All this time, people are being murdered in the state, officers by illegal aliens, and people that come to this country legally, being murdered by illegal aliens. It's a little ironic that this should happen in her district in San Francisco, this disgusting, filthy city, now that she runs and is part of her community where she lives, and it's disgraceful. It's just disgraceful. But guess what? Again, like you say, Paul, the only way to resolve this is to do New California State. And we are doing it. We're doing it in a peaceful manner. Okay, you wouldn't know it by my voice, but, you know, I do want to keep this peaceful. I get a little frustrated with my level of talk, but listen, we are doing it by the Constitution. We are doing it by the Constitution of the United States in a peaceful manner. And it's a way to do it, and we can take these laws and make things right with America and California. Because I'll tell you, if they don't save California and the rest of these states don't follow us, what we're doing, the country's finished. We're on critical mass right now. I mean, Paul, I'm telling you, it brings tears to my eyes when I'm watching people in the state legislature of New York standing ovation for the legalization to murder a baby out of the womb.
Yeah, what's wrong with that picture? And it is murder. You know, the thing, we've done several stories on the abortions that go on in New York. And by the way, just to be perfectly blunt, the vast majority of abortions in New York are for black people. But, and so you, if you have blacks being murdered, and the rate there, and I'm going to switch gears here. It's no longer a racial issue. We're going to take race out of it. The abortions for that, for black people exceed in New York that of the birth rate. Now, these are Americans, guys. These are Americans being aborted. Forget about the color of their skin. This is abortion. This is infanticide. It's a genocide right there in New York of American citizens. Yet we're allowing illegal foreign nationals to come in. What's wrong with that picture? We're not protecting our murder is murder. That's right. And you know, I used to teach anatomy physiology, and I've held fetuses and things. You know, it is murder. It's nothing else but murder. And on this scale, that what we're seeing in our nation, that's why it's so offensive to so many people in this country, and it's becoming more offensive. You know, the protest that was held there in New York, the one in which that involved the Covington kids, it was very well attended by the youth. And I brought this up that when I was in Washington in 2016, at the CPAC, it was the event of the year. I mean, as far as the youth were concerned, because the number of youth that showed up at CPAC was absolutely astounding. Now, I've been there before, and it hasn't been so youthful. But this time, in 2016, it was very youthful. And by the way, the mega hats hadn't really come out yet, but there was a lot of Trump supporters out there in down there, and it was amongst the youth. So now you did have the detractors, you had the Fox News contributors that were anti-Trump people, bashing Trump at every, and then of course the Glenn Becks of the world and the Mark Levins who were trashing Donald Trump at CPAC. That was really disgusting and vulgar. But I did meet David Webb. Just a little side note. But my point is that there is a youth movement that is very, very strong right now, and that youth movement is certainly starting to see itself in New California as well.
Well, I'll tell you something. The thing is, here you have a young man goes to Washington to stick up for the right of life wearing a MAGA hat. So now a young man wearing a MAGA hat is now murderous and racist, but now in California, murdering a unborn baby coming out of the womb that was designated for abortion is now life to them, and it's a standing ovation. I don't know, there's something in the Bible about the end of times and when evil will be good and good will be evil. I don't know, could we be there, Paul?
I would say probably we're there, yeah. I would say the fair chance that we're sort of at that point right now, Dan, unfortunately, for everybody. But it is, I think, truth.
The good news, there's a convention this weekend in California in Roseville. And there's hundreds of people gathering who care about the country, who are God-given, fearless people that are doing the right thing. And they want to see a change in a way that will save this country. And they're coming together as a group of people under your direction, and they're going to save this country. They're going to save California, what they're doing. And it's historical, and the president's going to know about it. The country's going to know about it. And now other states are knowing about it, and they're doing it, and they're following suit. Because what you started here is a historical movement going across the country where people have had enough. They're done. They're finished. They are going to stand their ground, and they're going to do something. People like myself and you, you know, we are not some Tim Draper millionaires trying to get some impeachment of a president and spending our money frivolously and trying to do wrong to the country. We're trying to do right for the country. So guess what? In the end, we're going to prevail.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting the way this is all going. We got a lot of it's kind of interesting. We got a lot. The ticket sales are really jumping. Just to let you know. So I would suggest you guys, if you want to come down there, get online. Tickets will be a little pricier. Of course, the delegates are going to be. We have a lot of delegates showing up from all around the state. It's really going to be exciting. And I think that as things start to move and start to move along here, we're going to see more and more people. We have three more conventions after this, at least in our time frame that we have as we go forward in the negotiations with the state legislatures, which is coming up. It's going to start happening soon. I'm not going to tell everybody when. And as this starts to line up and the stars start to line up, you're going to see that not only the new California movement, but the new Nevada, the new Hawaii, the new Oregon. There's a new Oregon movement that is following new California's footsteps, just like new Nevada has done. And then, of course, there's new Illinois. Now, it's interesting, the new Illinois one, they're following, they're doing our model too, our template, and it's working. It's working very well, and they've got a very unique situation over there. And I'm not going to bring it out in open right now, but they're doing some very, very interesting things. Now, you can be creative within the bubble that we have. There's some things you have to follow when you follow these movements, and of course, that's exactly what we have to do in New Nevada as well. Else you deviate from it, and you're just no longer a movement. You've seen this with other movements here in California, in particular the one of the movements that's sort of defunct at this point in time. They're trying for all the wrong reasons.
The Constitution is the Constitution. Yeah. You got to follow it.
Yeah, that's hello. And if you deviate from it, then you're just, I guess you just move on to other things if you're that organization, which is exactly what's been going on. But we are doing the right thing, and obviously we're being recognized for that. And so we will be, we have a paperwork to get through, get done, be resolved and agree upon by the representatives, and it's a deliverable that will be delivered to the President of the United States, and he's going to get the information on Saturday night and for his perusal on Sunday morning, and we go from there, and we'll see what happens. I think that's why I say it's very, very exciting, and it's an honor to just at this point in time, this is what you do. You have to do these things, and it's nice to be able to communicate with the White House and be in touch. And now, if the shoe was on a different foot with a different leader, different circumstances, everything's all great and good in the hood and in society, and we want to form a new state, you can do that. But right now, it's very challenging because we have some big time things ahead of us that are at the point of destroying our great nation. And that's where we come in to say, wait a minute, stop, time out, let's take a breather on all this stuff and come up with a different solution. And I think that's obviously what we're trying to do here in New California. But we have a really good thing going on right now. I'll tell you, this weekend is going to be hot and pretty intense.
Yeah, absolutely. When I first started on the President Trump campaign, you were talking this morning about Tana Gertz. That's where I first met Tana Gertz. And I'll tell you, at that time, of course, everybody was mocking us and her. And we both said to each other when we first met each other, we are Trump escalator. We had Trump when he came down the escalator. We were for him. And Tana had that great article in the Epoch Times yesterday. I hope people have a chance to read it. Tana is one of those people like yourself, myself, is so passionate. She's so dedicated to the country. She's just an incredible person, one of the most fascinating, extraordinary people I've ever met. Her attitude is just contagious because it's so positive and wonderful. I hope people get a chance to read that because Tana is definitely supporting us in our efforts, and she wants to see it happen. And I really thank her for her support, for helping and advising us in many ways. And Tana, if you're listening out there, please make sure to tell President Trump we're coming to see him.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I got to run for time here, Dane, and definitely we'll see you and everybody else that's going to be there tomorrow.
Look forward to seeing you there, Paul.
Awesome. Okay, buddy, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, so anyway, just to kind of give you a little bit primer on what's happening in all the things that are happening in terms of New California. We're having our convention Saturday. And at the end of the day, we're going to be producing resolutions, and these resolutions are going to be delivered to the White House. And because we think it's important, I think that we'd do this with any president in the White House under these circumstances. Didn't matter who it is, we would do this. And yes, no, maybe so, doesn't matter. This is not the process by which it all goes through, but you know, awareness and being in touch with the White House is relevant at this point in our time. As an organization, as a corporation, and as a state that's in development, it is absolutely appropriate for us to be doing this and communicating, as we have been doing in quiet communications amongst people in the Congress and also in the state legislature of California. We'll be free to admit that. We've been in negotiations for quite some time, actually. And so it's paying off, and it's encouraging all the way across the board, all the way across the board. You know, we hear these conversations, and we get, well, you'll never get it past the legislature and the state and all. That's not true. We're getting positives from people in the state legislature. So I just don't buy it, you know. That's why I'm kind of like perky about it, because like, wow, this is going to happen. People just might not realize it, and you know, in their own mind. And again, we talked about the mainstream media or how people are getting their news delivered to them. And if you're just running around being a nice, happy American citizen, you're contributing to society. You got your kids doing this, you got doing that. You're going to school, you're going to business, you're doing. And you know, you get your news in little tiny packets. You know, a snippet here and a snippet there. You know, you might listen in the news maybe on a given day. If you're lucky, you'll get 5 minutes of news. Well, you know, these things that are going on take more than 5 minutes of news to understand. I think you can probably understand what I'm saying about that. It just takes more information about these topics to totally understand them, and then to understand them contextually. How do these things fit contextually with one another? That's the other thing. How do they fit contextually with one another? And oftentimes, it's hard to realize it when you just get them in, you know, 1 and 2 and 3 minute segments, which is a long time to spend on one story on a television show or a television news broadcast or even a radio broadcast. And, of course, I was thinking about how news was delivered back in the day and still is with these all-news radio stations, all news all the time, which, of course, when those came out, I think KFI was the first one to go to all news all the time, and then KFWB down in Los Angeles when I was growing up as a kid. And, boy, I just always – I had two stations in my 56 Chevy, you know, with the 327 four-speed Muncie and all that stuff in it. Yeah, that one. I had two – you know, I had the Craig 8-track player and all this other stuff. We rocked. But, you know, when I was just cruising around and nobody was looking or listening, I had the news stations on as a teenager, as a snot-nosed 17-year-old. So, I mean, that's where it came from. Look at me now. Yeah, look at me now. Well, you can't see me because, you know, I've got a face for radio, so. I know. We're coming up to the getting a little punchy. Anyway, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Check it out. And tickets are going, which is really a wonderful thing to see because we know what kind of support we're getting. And people are coming from all around the state, and they're spending a lot of money to fly up. People are flying in, flying out. People are driving in, driving out, coming from other states to appreciate Oregon. We're getting some Oregon people. And it's a really wonderful thing. So anyway, remember to visit our other website. Of course, the one you're listening to, agenda21radio.news. The shortcut is a21r.com. Now, we will be ready for the Sunday Slam. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific. That's 4 o'clock Eastern. We're really kind of anxious to hear what's going on in New York. I mean, I got some people that have texted me here, but, you know, there's some other people out there. You can email me, paul@a21r.com, paul@a21r.com. That's the Sunday Slam. We spend an hour or so just talking about and communicating, and some of you will call in, and we'll be able to talk. We have an 877 number you can call, and we'll be giving that out on the website. So, anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And like I said, remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, if you're interested in helping out and you can't be there, you can always donate to New California State. We appreciate your donations, 5, 10, whatever you can give. It's appreciated at Agenda 21 Radio and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.